It's time for America's most unique motorsports show, Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor, brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Mostly Motorsports. I'm Scott Traylor, along with producer Austin O'Neill, Kirk Elliott in the house with us as well. Want to welcome everybody to the show. Looking forward to today. Lot going on today, folks. Let me tell you, we're going to talk. I know you get tired of it, right? We're going to talk a little bit about tires today. Unfortunately, Austin, would you agree with me that tires is the biggest issue in motorsports right now?
Yeah.
I mean, bar none.
But besides rain, it's the only thing canceling races.
The only thing. That's right. I never even thought of that, right? Rain has been a bad deal for us around here in the Midwest, but I think the tires is the biggest concern of everybody. Powereye postponed their Friday night race. Did you hear that?
Yeah, I seen that. I think Kenny told us about postponing that event last week when he was on the show with us. I think it was Thursday.
Right.
I believe that's out. Is that Charleston over there in Illinois?
Charleston. Yeah.
I remember him telling us about that, and then... you know, as we talked about last week, Humboldt for the ASCS Sooner Region canceled on this Friday. So, two open wheel races that would put on a great show are now just left at drivers sitting at home.
And I received a text a little bit earlier, and I won't say who it was from, but they're telling the Lucas Oil ASCS National Sprint Car Tour that they're not going to have any tires up at Black Hills.
Yeah, not. It's just like with the Hoosier Midwest told the not the All Stars, the Outlaws at Tri City and Hopstot 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it's such a bummer, to be honest with you. I don't even know what to think about this. I really think that we're going to get ourselves in a predicament before the end of the summer, and I'm not. I hate to say it, but I really believe that there's a good chance that we're going to lose some of the tracks this year. I mean, I really got to believe that if some of the tracks can't get tires and then the people don't show up to race at the racetrack, then what's going to happen, Austin? You tell me what's going to happen.
Oh, I mean, you already said it. Nobody shows up. You can't pay the bills. Lights go off. Gates gets closed. And, you know, you're down for the year or if not longer. And I don't know if you'll see tracks like Vic Hill does at Bulls Gap and Volunteer Speedway. I get that, right. You know, he has some capital improvements he's going to make on the facility, but... do you just kind of cut your losses short now and, you know, just hope, regroup and get your stuff ready for next year and hope next year's better for yourself?
Yeah. Well, we hate to keep pounding this drum, but like we said at the start of the show, I really believe this is the biggest story in motorsports. And how are we going to straighten this stuff up, right? How is it going to come around? How do we straighten it up? We need to get somebody from Hoosier on to talk to us. And that's a problem getting somebody from Hoosier to talk to us, isn't it, Austin?
I've been working with Neil Kalman, who is the head for the Oval Trek, Dirt Oval Trek tires, and I'll get one response one day, and I'll go a week without anything, and then I'll have one response. It's just hit and miss, and he's been probably getting slammed with being pulled left and right to do stuff like this, and it's just he's in a tough spot. So
right. Caleb just said no tires equals no cars equals no fans equals no money equals closed facility sucks. That's what he says. Well, we've tried to get Neil on there, Tom, and for whatever reason, we just can't get him on. Right?
Yeah, we're still working on it.
We're still working.
There's
on
still
it.
Hope. But
maybe we're not as big as Wing Nation.
I guess not.
I guess not. Maybe Tommy can get him on for us. Tommy, let me ask you a question. You're listening to the show right now. Let me ask you a question. Should you guys pull all the way up to Black Hills? I just did the math here. It's 703 miles from Kansas City. Should you guys pull all the way up to Black Hills knowing that there's not going to be any tires up there? Yes or no? You tell me, is that a good idea or a bad idea to go all the way up there with no tires? That's the problem I have right now. I feel bad for the teams because it's like yourself, Austin. Tom says, no, sir, should not go.
Yeah.
it's like you. You're a small team. You can't afford to go out and buy a truckload of tires, right?
No, I can't afford to do what a rumored World of Outlaw team did at Knoxville last weekend, or was it 2 weeks ago when they ran their opening
night?
They
went up there and bought the van.
They bought the whole van.
Yeah. I'd sure like to know who that is.
I have a good idea who it was, but that's just off of just taking a guess.
Hey, Marie, how you doing? It's having a good day, I hope. Can't go all the way without tires lined up. We have two brand new right rears now. Now, hold on a second. You think about it. I'm just going to say this. This is the Lucas Oil ASCS National Champion. He's only got two right rears right now. How can you go race anywhere knowing that you only got a couple right rears in your trailer? How do you do that?
You can't. And, you know, we've seen races at in South Dakota and Montana in the past couple of years be really dry and slick. And, you know, I think some races took rubber, too, and you're going to need at least, you know, two tires a night. And you can't go up there and run a two-day show on two tires and expect to try and survive. It's just not possible.
Marie, I'm not familiar with URC. They canceled at Bedford because of tires, she said. Eric Arnold wouldn't disclose the World of Outlaw team who did that up at Knoxville. But you're not going to say.
I'll say it.
Who do you think did it?
I would probably say it would be Aaron Reitzel.
You think
would
so?
Would be the one that I would think
was
of.
Was he up there that night?
He was.
He was. Hey, Mel, how you doing, bud?
I might be wrong, but it's just what I put together.
Yeah. Well, you know, to me, I'm a little concerned. I'm more concerned not about the racers. I'm more concerned about the racetracks, to be honest with you. I think that I'm worried that it's going to put some of these racetracks that are struggling out of business because they're not going to have tires during the summer.
You know, I think some tracks that are, you know, on the American Racer tire, like, you know, our local modified tracks, I think they will be okay because I got a couple of friends that run, you know, the American Racer tires. They have a slight supply issue. They're not as bad as we are with the sprint car tires. They can get tires, but let's say you want like an 82 chalk or an 83 chalk, you might have to settle for an 81.
Which tire is this now?
The American Racer, like the G60 or something.
Like what you run on your modified.
Yeah, it's the same tire. And, you know, you might have to settle for a different chalk, and you might not get what you really want, but there's plenty of a supply for it. So I think our local tracks like that will be okay, but, you know, our touring tracks, not touring tracks, our tracks that have the touring series come in might be in a struggle.
Caleb says Reitzel is running weekly there, though. Is he running weekly at Knoxville?
No, he's running like an outlaw style schedule.
He's just running wherever.
Yes.
Wherever the money is.
Yes.
But which he should, by the way.
And he was really the only, like, you know, outlaw type team there. You know, Kerry Madsen would be the other one. Or Brown.
Yeah.
That would be it.
Let me ask you, do you think that do you think if you're on a national touring series, when you say run an outlaw schedule, right, should you run for points with the series knowing that, hey, maybe they'll run out of tires before the year's up? Or should you run an outlaw schedule and just run wherever you can and bring your own tires with you? That's my concern. How many people are going to go out there and run full-time with whatever series it is? It doesn't matter what series it is. Whoever runs a Hoosier. Do you think that if they run out of tires, what's that going to do to you in the points deal? I mean,
never thought about that.
You know, I mean, if you got to run 85% of the races, right? Isn't that right? Isn't that what?
Yes,
and Tommy, isn't that right? You got to run 85% of the races. I believe that's right. I don't know, man. I mean, if you're running up and down the road and you're running for points, I don't know how that's going to work out for you if for some reason they run out of tires. Then what happens then? Oh, we're not going to run the rest of the year, and then you're out of the point money.
Yeah, I've never thought about that situation. You know, you bring up a good point there. I don't, you know, would you see the Outlaws, you know, totally cancel their season? I don't.
I don't think so.
But I don't think so. I mean, you also never know what can come in the day and age that we're in now.
Let me ask you this, and Tommy, maybe you can chime in here a little bit, right? Anybody else wants to chime in, you can too as well. I'm just not sure that it makes a lot of sense to run full-time with the series right now, to be honest with you. I got to feel that if you're committed to a series and then all of a sudden they run out of tires, it's going to put you in a bad spot at some point during the year. So, I don't know. We're going to have Kenny Brown on here in a minute. I know he was on with us last week, but we want to talk about this race that was canceled down at Charleston. And they put out a press release, too, didn't they? What's that all about here?
Yeah, let me get that pulled up. They're just pretty much stating with the midget series that, you know, PowerEye and Hoosier have come to an agreement that they're going to open up the tire rule for the rear tires to have any stamped Hoosier to be on the car. So you can run your Chili Bowl tire, you can run, I think, the SP1, 2, and 3, maybe it's our midget tires.
Right.
Don't hold that to me, but they're going to just kind of open it up to run anything you can get your hands on for a midget.
Right. What is the difference between a Chili Bowl tire and a regular midget tire? Do you know the difference?
I reached out to a friend of mine to ask that. I haven't heard back yet. Maybe Tommy with Blake's midget, he could tell us what the difference is.
Tommy says you can still run other tracks or series if your series is canceled for the weekend. So they're going to waive the no compete clause, right? Is that what they're doing there, Tommy? So they're not going to force you not to race somewhere else. I mean, they're going to allow you to race somewhere else and not hold your feet to the fire on the no compete clause. Is that what you're saying?
Sure, sounds like it.
That's what it sounds like to me. Which is, I think that's the right thing to do. Right?
Yeah. I mean, I would think so, right?
Yeah.
I'll have to sit down and think about, what would happen if a team or a series, had an issue like this. I never really, came to my mind, but I mean, it brings up a really big point.
Tommy said softer and bigger.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. Yeah. How much softer is the Chili Bowl tire versus a regular midget tire? Is it quite a bit softer? Do we know? And the sizes are quite a bit bigger. So that's interesting. We can run anywhere we want. You know, Tommy, I like that. I'm glad that Terry's going to do it that way. Let you guys do whatever you want to do, right? Way softer, he said.
Yeah.
Just, you know what? If it's me, I think I'd just run an outlaw schedule this year, if it was me. I don't think I would commit to – here's the thing about running full-time with a tour. That forces you to go to every race.
Yes.
And you don't know if you're going to have the tires when you get there.
Exactly. Now you're not locked in. Let's say you're in a tight points battle for the lead, and you're locked in, and you go to the races, and you don't have tires, and, now you're forced – you're just screwed. So now you can, take that weekend off and, regroup and come back the next weekend or just, however it plays out. But yeah, you're just better off to just, go where you can.
Right. I like this right here. Paul said, congratulations on your new granddaughter, Grandpa Tom Hahn. Your grandpa. How about that, Grandpa? He's a grandpa anyway. He's a good man. I was so happy for Sierra and Blake to have their first baby. Did you see their baby online?
I did. What's funny was I normally Blake and I race on Thursday nights,
and he wasn't.
And I couldn't figure out where Blake was. I'm like, you're not racing this weekend, and it makes sense now.
Yeah,
but it's cool to see.
You know, when you become a father, it changes everything, right?
I know. We're not going to see Blake for a while. Well, at least on the computer.
Well, let me tell you something. Blake Hahn was raised by one of the best dads I've ever known. Right, Tommy Hahn is one of the best dads I've ever known in my entire life. The way he treats his son, the way he's made him a better man than maybe even Tommy. Who knows? Tommy, he might end up being better than you before it's all said and done. He's such a great kid, man, and I'm so happy that for Sierra and him to have their first child. It changes everything in life, though. You don't know anything about that.
No.
No, you're not even close to that yet, are you?
No. Far from it.
Do you got a girlfriend, Austin?
No.
You don't?
No.
Your girlfriend is that sprint car, isn't it?
I guess you can say that.
Right. We need to get you, you know, in line with some beautiful. You need to get you some beautiful woman that travels up and down the road with you like all these other sprint car drivers do.
Well, let's just find one that has a lot of money.
Oh, that's what you want. I just want one with a good job. That's all I want.
That's it.
Right.
Pay for my race. And...
Caleb also said, but if you make the pull and you purchase the platinum package, doesn't the World Outlaw still have to pay the tow money?
Yeah, there's an incentive with the platinum package sure with the would. Outlaws.
Yeah.
But also that doesn't let you go up and compete against their series. So let's say there's like an all-star show the next, that same night, you can't go run with the all-stars. You know,
the all-stars are still keeping their foot down on that, aren't they?
Yeah, that's still the no-compete clause between the both series.
Yeah, for sure. All right, well, why don't we go ahead and take a break here real quick. I want to remind everybody, the next time you go up to Knoxville, Iowa for the sprint car races, make sure you stop over at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. It's right over there off of Highway 14. This year, they're going to have and you can find the press release on racingboys.com. They're going to have a track tribute to Ascot Park from May 1st through October 1st. It'll be inside the museum. You can go in there. You can see cars. Learn about the drivers that raced at Ascot Park. It's a great tribute, and they're going to have T-shirts and posters, all kinds of little stuff about Ascot Park up there at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. And remember, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week year-round. So if you want to go there Monday through Sunday, it's always open. So just go there and check it out. And if you can't make it up to Knoxville in person, make sure you check them out online at SprintCarStuff.com. That's SprintCarStuff.com. Listen, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is one of the greatest museums in the country, folks. If you've never been there, you need to go. The National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, Bob Baker, his leadership up there, it is so good. You've got to get up there and make sure you see the new track tribute to Ascot Park. It was in Gardena, California. I went there back in the early 80s. It's such a great facility and rich in history when it comes to the drivers and the people that race there at that racetrack. So make sure you get up there the next time you're up there at Knoxville Raceway and go over there and see the Ascot Speedway exhibit. Again, that's going to start on May 1st to go through October 1st. It's inside the museum. We hope that you go up there and see them. All right, more of Mostly Motorsports when we come back. It's all brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works. Kenny Brown up next here on Mostly Motorsports.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
There is less than 1/100th of an inch of motor oil protecting your car's engine. Friction and heat causes engine oil to experience thermal breakdown, weakening its ability to protect the engine and its parts. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer is specially formulated to resist thermal breakdown, protect vital engine parts, and extend the life of your engine. It also stops smoking, knocking, and oil consumption in worn engines. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer. Keep that engine alive.
Go harder, faster, stronger with Rod and Supply. Whether you are running industrial, farming equipment, or a race car, Rod and Supply has the assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products that will help you lead the field in performance. Our superior design means our rod ends last longer and perform better, giving you the edge on the track and saving you money. Contact Rod and Supply or order online today at rodandsupply.com. We don't just sell them, we race them. Rodandsupply.com, serving the racing community for over 30 years.
Next to your vehicle's engine, your transmission is the most important component of your car. If it's not properly maintained, your car may not shift properly. By adding Lucas Transmission Fix to your transmission, it cleans and lubricates sticking valves for proper shifting, renews worn bands to stop slipping, stops seal leaks, will not void new car warranties, contains no harmful solvents. Lucas Transmission Fix. It works.
Here at Specialty Sportswear, in-house, we do all of the screen printing, all the embroidery, We do some vinyl. The other add specialty items like your pens, magnets, notepads, calendars. You can actually buy that, build your business, and make it larger. We have the largest screen printing process and the largest embroidery anywhere around in the area. We can do stuff all the way from your school clubs to sports teams, a professional look in the office. If you can imagine it, we can do it for you.
Missouri's must play getaway, Osage National Golf Resort.
39 hole courses to choose from at the Lake of the Ozarks in the Osage River Valley. Stay and play packages in our first-class condos. A beautiful clubhouse complete with pro shop and exercise facilities. A large pool for relaxation and families. The Eagle View Sports Bar and Grill. Great wedding facilities. Go online and make your tee time today.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, for you to come in and check out all of the wonderful race cars on display in the museum. And our online store at SprintCarStuff.com is open 24 hours a day for you to check out everything that we have in stock for Sprint Car fans. Whether it's for a birthday, anniversary, or Christmas, SprintCarStuff.com has it all. That's at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
Cigarport.ca is your go-to online store for exclusive cigars produced from the best quality tobacco in the world.
At Lucas Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier. We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most. Whether it's commuting to work, visiting a loved one, taking the kids where they need to go, going to the big game, or anywhere life takes you, Lucas Oil is committed to getting you there for all of life's important moments. Lucas Oil, it works.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
Welcome back to Mostly Motorsports. I'm Scott Trey, along with Austin O'Neill, our producer here today and each and every day on Mostly Motorsports. And joining us on the show is our friend Kenny Brown from Power Eye. Kenny, how you doing, bud?
I'm good, Scott. And you?
Well, you know, you're becoming a regular on this show, and we had to get with you today because of the news on the Power Eye Hoosier tire update. Can you kind of fill us in on what's going on there?
Yeah, so basically right now, I mean, the last couple of weeks we've been hand to mouth on tires, and then later in the week, last week, I had a meeting with Hoosier on where they're at. Tires, and basically right now they do not have any right rear SV2s, 3s, what we typically run, as well as left rears. They do have some D12s and RD12 82 inch tires, which is not allowed in our series. It's because it's a soft tire, but it's a, you know, they run them at the Chili Bowl. They also run the 84 inch tire at the Chili Bowl. In order for us to continue, we've got for 6 races until they start producing. And they're going to start producing tires the May 23rd. So by Memorial Day weekend, if they can get it done, that's when they're scheduled to start producing. In between that time and now, we have 6 races. So I know based off of inventory of what guys have and what we have in stock, we've got enough tires to get us through 3 to 5 races. So we cut back one race just to save our data at Lucas, and then also at Grain Valley next weekend. Right. And then we're off a few weeks until Memorial Day week. So Having said that, we should be good on tires once they start producing them. We just don't have any in stock right now. I can't get any right rears unless it's a D12, which is a soft tire.
Right. Is that the same tire, Kenny, they run at the Chili Bowl?
It is. It's an 82-inch tire, and then they make an 84, which is a big right rear, gives you more footprint on the ground, which they have some of those as well. So right now what I did was got with them and said, well, the best thing we can do is open up the tire rule to allow Chili Bowl tires, because a lot of people have those in their inventory, or they have the D12, the 82-inch tires. So that should get us through. And we have plenty of left rears, and I can get right rears, but they're the D12, the soft compound. Right. So we've got enough to get through. It'll cost, if a guy burns through a soft tire, we'll just work with the tracks to try and not give us a little tackier track instead of such a hard, abrasive track. But we're trying to do everything we can to keep the midgets going. And the sprints are struggling as well, but there's still enough out there to get going. We picked up some tires for the sprint car shows, and we should be good there.
So do you think there's a good quantity of the Chili Bowl tires out there amongst all the midget teams that are running around right now? Do you think a lot of them have those tires?
Yeah, I do. I mean, you go to the Chili Bowl and 300 drivers show up, 350. Amongst all them midget drivers and what's in their shop and what they have in inventory, yes. And even I myself, when we go down to compete at the Chili Bowl, we're not running a spec tire. We're running a softer tire. So even up in my inventory, I have plenty of Chili Bowl tires that I could probably run two or three cars, because over the years, you just don't throw them away if you hang on to them. But I do believe, and we've got a lot of good response from people, because we'll still have left rears and we'll still have right rears. They'll just be a D12 compound.
Yeah.
But since that's not a tire we allow, that's why we opened it up to allow the others. And actually, it's a great opportunity for these guys to burn off tires that are sitting there that they couldn't do anything with. We've never done this before in the 20 years I've been running the organization.
So do you think there's – when are we going to get back to normal? Did Hoosier ever say that we look to be back to normal at some point during the summer? Or what are they telling you about normalcy when we get back to just regular tires?
I don't know that when you say normal, I don't know if anything is going to be back to 100% normal where it was 2 years ago. I can tell you this, that they are working hard to secure the synthetics they need to build the tires, and that's been their biggest challenge, because if you watch what's going on in the world today, I mean, China's ports are shut down.
Right.
Ukraine's main port is shut down. So they're struggling to get that synthetic, and I would think that car tires are more important than race tires, and of course that could be debated, but I just bought some tires for a trailer the other day, and they were astronomically high, like double the amount of what they normally are. If I pay $300, they're $600 a tire. But where I'm going with that is I think they'll get back to normal as far as
a normal price.
Normal price, I don't know, it just depends. I would assume that price has got to come down. We can't live with what it is,
right?
But it's a supply and demand. But I think around June or July they'll be back to where they've got inventory and they can cut back on the pricing.
Austin wants to ask you a question. Austin.
So I got a crew member of mine that works in the waterproofing industry, and he has a lot of products like our tires that are on back order. They just can't get materials to build that product. And he's seeing companies supplement and ingredients and materials to replace that they have an abundance of to replace and get the supply back up. So is Hoosier or any other tire company trying to find supplements to put in the tires to help just get tires made now, or are they just trying to go with what they have, like in the past?
Well, I'm not. They're mixing their ingredients, but I can assure you they're right. probably trying to find every possible avenue to make two out of one of some sort. You know, the biggest thing you got to be careful is you spend $275 for a right rear, and I've seen pictures on Twitter of guys running an A main and the tire just shredding on them completely. Part of that might be the tire's not sitting there curing like they normally do. I mean, you put a tire, put it on the shelf for 6 months versus a brand new tire, and it's a lot harder than the new tire. But I'm sure they're trying to find ingredients to supplement it, and once they get back, they'll put those normal ingredients back into it.
Yeah. Kenny, as a racetrack owner, are you a little concerned about the American Racing Tire? I know that they're struggling as well. As a promoter of a racetrack and supplying your weekly racers at your racetrack tires, are you a little concerned about that as well?
No. I mean, as far as, you know, the first thing everyone says is, well, let's go get American Racers. Well, American Racers is in worse shape than Hoosier to try and produce tires. They're probably down on the food chain of getting the ingredients. It's kind of like the way Hoosier gives out tires. They're going to give out tires to their Outlaws, then go down to the Ascoc, then go down to R410.
Right.
You know, when you look at the midgets, there's USAC and Power I. So we split the tires evenly. And when USAC got when we got rained out, I sent my tires over to USAC. When USAC got rained out, I went over and got their tires, and vice versa. But I don't think American Racer wasn't even making a midget tire, so I'm not even sure where they would have inventory because no one was running them.
Yeah.
As far as to answer your question for the racetrack, the good thing is with the Midwest mods, the pure stocks, our super stocks, they can run hard. They run a lot harder tire, and those guys are going to be fine. The other thing is they run what we call takeoffs. So we've got a whole trailer of takeoffs where you have to spend an hour to groove them, but they're still a good tire, but they're hard. And I don't see that affecting our local racing. And also by June, it should be back. And I mean, it's only May, and I've ran twice at the lake because we keep getting rained out.
Right.
And look at this week already. I mean, we got 3 inches of rain already since Monday, and our track is just totally saturated, and we got more coming in Thursday and Friday.
Yeah. Man, it's like a pattern, isn't it? The rain. It seems like it just rolls in on Thursday, and it just messes the weekend up for everybody.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, when you schedule April, it's kind of a
hit and miss.
It's kind of a crapshoot.
Yeah.
But if you can get it in and the weather's 70 degrees, it can be a very successful night. And every time we've ran, the two times we have ran, they've been successful. And you know, we're coming up to May, which is the worst weather month. We all think it's April, but it's really May.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll try and survive it. Like, I don't know about this weekend. It's getting tougher. I looked at the rain gauge like this morning, 3 inches of rain since
Jeez.
Monday morning there.
Crazy.
Now they're calling, and it's cloudy, overcast, cooler today, and then Wednesday we got more rain coming in Wednesday night into Thursday. I can't get the place dried out.
Yeah.
I could work my ass off on the track, but I can't get people pulled in, you know.
Right.
Someone made a comment Saturday, standing at the track, it's beautiful. Yeah, it's beautiful at noon. We got tornado warnings, and we got bad weather coming in, and it
that
rained
night,
all
yeah.
night. They don't
yeah.
see both sides of the picture.
Yeah.
And really what it
They're kind of one-sided when they look at it like that, aren't
they? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll open them doors. You just put your check right here, and we'll open the doors.
Right?
You
just cover the night's expenses, and we'll get her done.
Yeah. And I think the other thing, too, is when you open up your iPhone and you see 60% chance of rain, it may only be in the morning, but it says 60% for the day. Everybody today has an iPhone. And they've got 5 different weather apps, you know, before
right.
they drive to your place. So they're not going to waste their time because 99% of the tracks don't have a refund policy. They just push it over to the next race.
Yeah. So we're postponed Charleston Speedway on Friday night. You're still going to run on Saturday, though, right?
We're going to run on Saturday. And everyone says, well, why did you postpone Friday? Well, first of all, I looked at the weather, and they got very bad weather coming in Thursday and Friday. And the second thing is when we run Charleston, we get a lot of the top teams that run that. And I don't want the top teams burning off all the tires.
Mm-hmm.
When we run Macon, we get a lot of local support and guys that want to run against them at Macon because Charleston is just flat out a speed palace. It is a fast joint, and you've got to have good motors and good equipment to keep up with the top 10. So, you know, we're trying to help level the playing field a little and get a higher car count and work towards where we're more successful with races.
Yeah. And this weekend for the Power Eye National Midget League, it's going to pay $2,000 to win for the midgets, right? And if I'm not mistaken, I think the 600 Outlaw Micros are going to pay $700 to win, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah.
And then we'll raise the purse up once we leave our area. When we go to Grain Valley and Lucas Oil, it'll pay more. We get out of our region, we try to keep it so the local tracks can run us and it fills in for us racing. Once we leave within 2 hours of home, we raise the purse for the traveling and to help cover expenses.
Yeah. When is the next 410 race, Kenny?
Well, we're working on that right now because I'm waiting to see on tires. We were supposed to be going to Texarkana and then Texas Motor Speedway with NASCAR. However, we just found out NASCAR's switching it from a day race to a night race, which we can't run during the day. So I'm going to have to pull the plug on that, obviously.
Right.
And I don't want to drive to Texarkana for 7 hours for a one night. So we're going to look to reschedule that maybe with an I-30 or something like that.
You know, I just never understand when a track books a day show. I just don't get it.
That was NASCAR. We were going to run at night.
I know it, but I'm just saying, especially now with the tire situation that we have, why would any track try to run during the day? It's just burning up tires, right?
Yeah, and they might have woke up and said, why are we doing this? You know, we're going back to a night race here.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. All right, Kenny. Well, we sure appreciate you taking the time to join us on the show this week and last week, and we always appreciate your time. We're looking forward to watching your races over at Macon. Are they going to be on are you going to have them on a MAV Plus?
Yep, they'll be on MAV TV this weekend, and it's really great racing there at Macon.
Yeah, they do a great job with your series, too, by the way. So, all right, Kenny. Well, if you ever need anything, just let us know here at Mostly Motorsports, and we'll get the word out there for you, all right?
Thank you for having me, guys. Have a good day.
All right, there you have it. Kenny Brown joining us on the show. We're going to take a commercial break. When we come back, more of Mostly Motorsports. It's all brought to you by Lucas Oil Products at Work. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
There is less than 1/100th of an inch of motor oil protecting your car's engine. Friction and heat causes engine oil to experience thermal breakdown, weakening its ability to protect the engine and its parts. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer is specially formulated to resist thermal breakdown, protect vital engine parts, and extend the life of your engine. It also stops smoking, knocking, and oil consumption in worn engines. Lucas Heavy Duty Oil Stabilizer. Keep that engine alive.
Go harder, faster, stronger with Rod and Supply. Whether you are running industrial, farming equipment, or a race car, Rod and Supply has the assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products that will help you lead the field in performance. Our superior design means our rod ends last longer and perform better, giving you the edge on the track and saving you money. Contact Rod and Supply or order online today at rodandsupply.com. We don't just sell them, we race them. Rodandsupply.com, serving the racing community for over 30 years.
Next to your vehicle's engine, your transmission is the most important component of your car.
If it's not properly maintained, your car may not shift properly. By adding Lucas Transmission Fix to your transmission, it cleans and lubricates sticking valves for proper shifting, renews worn bands to stop slipping, stops seal leaks, will not void new car warranties, contains no harmful solvents. Lucas Transmission Fix. It works.
Here at Specialty Sportswear, in-house, we do all of the screen printing, all the embroidery. We do some vinyl. The other ad specialty items like your pens, magnets, notepads, calendars, you can actually buy that, build your business, to make it larger. We have the largest screen printing process and the largest embroidery anywhere around in the area. We can do stuff all the way from your school clubs to sports teams, a professional look in the office. If you can imagine it, we can do it for you.
Missouri's must play getaway, Osage National Golf Resort.
3 9 hole courses to choose from at the Lake of the Ozarks in the Osage River Valley. Stay and play packages in our first class condos. A beautiful clubhouse complete with pro shop and exercise facilities. A large pool for relaxation and families. The Eagle View Sports Bar and Grill. Great wedding facilities. Go online and make your tee time today.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, for you to come in and check out all of the wonderful race cars on display in the museum. And our online store at SprintCarStuff.com is open 24 hours a day for you to check out everything that we have in stock for Sprint Car fans. Whether it's for a birthday, anniversary, or Christmas, SprintCarStuff.com has it all. That's at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
Cigarport.ca is your go-to online store for exclusive cigars produced from the best quality tobacco in the world.
At Lucas Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier. We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most. Whether it's commuting to work, visiting a loved one, taking the kids where they need to go, going to the big game, or anywhere life takes you, Lucas Oil is committed to getting you there for all of life's important moments. Lucas Oil, it works.
You're listening to Mostly Motorsports with Scott Traylor.
Welcome back to Mostly Motorsports. I'm Scott Traylor, along with Austin O'Neill, our producer here today. And I think what we might try to do here real quick is we'll try to get maybe get Matt Ward on to talk about practice moving to Sunday at the Chili Bowl. So maybe we'll give him a call here in just a second, see if we can get him on the line. I don't know what people think of that. Anybody have any thoughts about moving practice to Sunday for the Chili Bowl? They're going to move in on Saturday, and that would start from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. And so that's a little bit different. And then they're going to practice on Sunday. Practice will start at 9 a.m. on Sunday. So that'll go all day long, man. That's going to be a long day of practice. So I just thought maybe we'd try to get a hold of Matt Ward and just talk to him about practice on Sunday. I think we might have him on the line. So, yeah, tell him we'll be quick. All right. All right, let's go to the phone right now and talk to my old buddy Matt Ward. Hey, Matt, how you doing, brother?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. So you've decided to move practice to Sunday. How did you come up with that?
Well, a couple years ago, we did the Fan Fest deal on Sunday, and the last 2 years we didn't do that due to COVID. And, with the amount of entries and everything, and with the Race of Champions going to Monday, it was just a wise choice to move practice to Sunday since everybody's there. We're not doing anything, and it gives us another shot to give them two sets of practice on Sunday to make sure everything's running right.
Right, because typically when they practice on Monday, they only get one shot at that, right?
Yeah, so we'll go back to how we used to do it back in the past, where we'll start with session number one. We'll go through, to session 35, 36, 37, wherever we're at. And then we'll take a short break, do some track prep, and then we'll start back at session 36, 37, and then go back to one. So, you know, they get a chance to be on both kinds of racetrack, a tacky and a dry slick.
Right. So, and then on Monday, tell us what goes on Monday now. Are you going to still just start the races at 5 o'clock, I guess, right?
Yep. We'll go back to 5 o'clock start time. We'll have the Race of Champions on Monday again, and just go back to normal. We won't have to have shootout hours on Chili Bowl time anymore.
Yeah, I bet as the guy that's in charge of the Chili Bowl that you are really, I don't know if you're concerned or not, but everybody is concerned about tires right now. What is Hoosier telling you about the Chili Bowl tire? I know that PowerEye is going to allow their guys to run the Chili Bowl tires starting this week. What is Hoosier telling you about tires for the Chili Bowl?
I haven't really talked to him much this year. I figure,
give him time.
Brian works here at our office during the week, and he's been talking to Neil for the ASDS side. So I figure if there was anything that was an emergency or anything like that, they would they'd tell Brian to get a hold of us.
Yeah.
But as of now, we're good to go. Chili Bowl, there's not a lot of rules, so
right.
Makes it easier to run.
Yeah. So what are you doing, bud? Have you raced any this year yet?
Nope. So I still work here at the office during the week,
right?
Doing Chili Bowl stuff, and then I've just been getting my farm up and running, Ward Worthy Farm. So I go look us up on Facebook. We'll have a website up running shortly. Just pigs, chickens, turkeys, and eggs. And
Have you got any goats yet?
No goats. I mean, I have goats on my property, but they're in my back pasture mowing it down, so I don't have to brush hog. But they're my neighbor's goats, so they have plenty of goats, so I don't need.
You know, my daughter has about 30 goats, and she said they're like dogs. And I know how much you like I know how much you like dogs. I'm surprised you don't have any goats.
Dude, my pigs are big dogs.
Are they?
Yeah, they play fetch with you. I mean, they play four. I mean, they're just about a 300-pound dog.
Yeah. All right, so I got to ask the $10,000 question. Do you miss the road, bud?
Do I miss good?
Do you miss traveling up and down the road?
Yes and no.
Yeah.
I miss
the people
traveling in the people.
Yep.
I don't miss the ass chewing.
Right.
Yes and no.
Yeah. You know,
it's nice to be at home, to get to hang out with our friends normal hours and not here and there every 3 or 4 months. Max is digging it. He's loving the farm life, and he's me and Ashley out there, everything, and our neighbors have two kids, and they come over and play every day, so he's liking it.
So you mean life is like normal for him now?
I mean, Yeah, I guess if that's what you call normal. I mean, I've never really known what normal is. So,
well, that's sure. True. That's true. But I mean, interacting with the kids and the neighbors and all that kind of stuff, that's a little more like normal for kids. I mean, let's face it. That Max is, for his age, has probably seen more races than anybody his age, right? How many races did he go to?
Yeah, for sure.
How many did he go to?
So, I mean, we still go to the races every weekend now. But while we were traveling, I think he's been to 31 states.
It's so funny.
He's to, I think, 82 different racetracks. And he's up to close to 350 races.
That is nuts, man. Well, you tell that boy I miss him, and I know Deidre misses the heck out of him, too. We're going to get down to Tulsa one day and hang out with you guys. I'm like you. I think the thing that I miss the most is the people that were out on the road with us, you know, the people that we met on the road, the people in these cities that we go to. That's the part I miss the most. I don't miss running up and down the road, though.
Yeah, I mean, I miss being up in Washington, but I don't miss the 36-hour drive going out there.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, no doubt. Well, Matt, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us about the Chili Bowl. I know it was the last second call for us, but we wanted to talk to you and make sure that we were correct on everything that we were saying here on Mostly Motorsports. Thanks for taking the time to join us on the show, and have a good time, and make sure you tell Max that I said hi, and tell your lovely wife I said hey too, okay?
Yep, we'll do. He actually, so he has my work phone, and he has it. So if you call my work phone and he answers, I'll call you back. But he's got it, and he actually called me about 2 minutes ago while I was doing the interviews. He learned to call me this week. He knows how to Snapchat me all the time, but he just now learned how to call me. So I get about 40 phone calls a day.
You know, that boy's smart. We know that, right? Kid is a smart
kid. And I told him, I said, I don't care. You call me 100 times. I don't care. I like hearing it. So he thinks it's hilarious.
When's he going to make his debut in the race car?
Hopefully this winter at Creek County Indoors. He's starting to listen a little better. He's still got his attitude, but he'll always have the attitude.
Well, you are who you hang with, bud. Don't you know that?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know.
Right. Okay, bud.
He's starting to better, so we'll get it finished up and get him practicing this summer.
All right. Is he doing the power car deal still over there at Creek?
He has a couple times. You know, we've been having things going at the farm, just trying to get everything up and running. So we've been busy, so we haven't been out there here lately.
Yeah. All right, brother, I'll let you go. Thank you for your time. Appreciate you.
Yep.
All right, there you have it. The director of operations of the Chili Bowl, Matt Ward, joining us here on the show. So I think that's a good idea to move it to Sunday, don't you, Austin?
Yeah, because, you know, we were down there this year, and we know what Monday was like from, 7 o'clock in the morning all the way down to almost race time or hot lap time. They were doing practice, and unfortunately, if you get tore up in hot laps and you race on Monday night, you got a short turnaround, and it's just going to make the program so much easier and so much more stress off the teams.
At least you have 24 hours to fix your car now.
Yeah.
If you get tore up. If you get tore up in the first session.
We've seen it happen before.
Many a times, haven't we? Yeah. Austin, what are you going to do this weekend?
Honestly, I don't know.
You don't know?
I have no idea.
Any word on the motor?
No.
None. All right.
If I get it by Thursday and it's in the car.
Where are you going to go?
Park Jefferson, South Dakota.
You are.
Hey, nowhere else to go.
Right. Yeah. Nina said 3 inches of rain from Thursday to Monday and 1 inch of rain from yesterday in Gravois Mills.
Ooh, not good.
That's a lot of rain, man. That's 4 inches of rain.
Wow.
And Lloyd said, same here, Nina. We have a 2-day show at Lake Ozark Speedway this weekend. I don't know if that show's going to get in. Didn't you kind of get the vibe off of Kenny that there's a chance that show might get canceled?
Yeah, and he has, you know.
He's got a valid point, though. Those pits are just terrible.
They are, and he doesn't want it to be like the lake at the start of last year. So, you know, he's going to make all the right decisions, and he has, you know, in the past couple of weeks of running this season, and, you know, he always, you know, make the right decision. He'll never go out on the wrong end.
Yeah. Is NWRA racing down at Nevada this weekend?
Yeah, I think so. I thought I saw a press release about that this morning.
Ah, so, I might go down there and check that out.
Yeah, I didn't realize that they started this late in the season.
I think they got a lot of rain down there too, though, didn't they?
Well, I think the band that went through Kansas City last night was from the top of Missouri to the bottom.
I mean, that was a long, long, big rain. Man, did it rain hard last night?
It did.
Yeah.
I forgot to put my rain bucket out in the shop, and I had a big old puddle on the floor when I walked out there this morning. So, yeah.
Lloyd says, I got the vibe. Not good, but what can you do? That's true, right? What can you do? I don't know. So I got to ask you, we talked about Lakeside running the day show last, and I know you ran it.
Yeah.
Did you burn up your tires?
Yes.
Did it rubber up?
Yeah, I felt rubber down the straightaway. I didn't feel any through the corner. The deal about the corner, through the corners, it was so dusty that in the afternoon when the feature started to run, the wind died down, so the dust just sat there and settled on top of the track.
So it blew dust all day.
Yeah, it blew dust. So it moved the lane from half the track or the middle of the track to the bottom in one lane. So it was really narrow, and that dust that just kept settling when you had a caution or whatever.
Right.
You spent, you know, 3 or 4 laps blowing it off so the rubber could never get, you know, into the track. But down the straightaways, yeah, there was plenty of rubber to get a hold of.
Yeah, yeah. Promo video from, I think he meant NWRA, at Nevada is up, flyer circulating, let's go racing. I'm with you, Caleb. I'd love to go down there and watch those guys. Lloyd says, I hate to say it, but what a dust bowl at Lakeside.
Well, I'll tell you, it was so bad.
Did you see Lloyd there?
I did not see Lloyd. I couldn't see the dash of my car.
You couldn't see nothing.
No.
I hate to say that because Lakeside's my favorite track in this area, to be honest with you. I mean, I've got a few favorites. You know, I like I-70, Lakeside Speedway, US 36. You know, those are my three favorite tracks that I like to go to.
It was so hard and, like, crumbly out there that I'm glad I didn't have my new helmet on because it was just getting – my poor helmet took a beating after Sunday.
Oh, it did.
There's chunks.
You ran your old helmet?
Yeah. I got a new bell on order. Should be here in a couple of weeks. But
Did you have to clean your fire suit?
Yeah, it was looking pretty rough. But yeah, there was chunks of paint missing off my helmet. I did not appreciate that, but
chunks of why? Was rocks flying at
the rocks and just with it being a day show, so the dirt's hard packed and clods.
Yeah. Well, that's a bummer, man. I hate that for you. I can't wait to get you back in the sprint car though.
Oh, I know. A lot of other people do too, so you're not the only one.
How many people have said to you, I want to see you drive a sprint car, not a modified? How many people have said that to you?
Well, I think a lot of people think that I gave up on it or quit.
No, you're not done.
No, I'm not. But some people that might not know. They assume that, but that's far from the truth.
There's nothing more than you want to drive than a sprint car, right?
Yeah, that's right? It.
I mean, you don't want to drive anything else, really. No. Kind of. I mean, I know that, you know, it's a great opportunity.
Anything in the open wheel ride, I'll do.
It's a great opportunity for somebody to come along and say, hey, man, you want to drive a modified and you have to show up with your helmet bag. That's a pretty cool deal. But
yeah, it's not too bad.
But at the same time, you're a sprint car guy.
Yeah, at heart.
Right. I mean, that's where your passion is, right?
You're right. It is. Just
need a motor.
That's it. Never would have thought I'd be sitting here in May.
Without a motor.
I know.
Who would have thought it? But you know what? The cards have kind of fell in your favor, though, haven't they? A little bit.
They have. But, you know, my car sits at home on the weekends. Everybody else is either loaded up or getting unloaded. So,
listen, your time's coming, bud.
Oh, I know.
You know, and you know what? When you get your motor, you'll be so giddy. You'll be so happy. You're waiting for that phone to ring right now, aren't you? Would you leave right now if they said come down and get the motor? Would you come down there? Head down there right now?
I'm ready to go, so.
You ready to get out of here?
It's already paid for, so I'm ready to go.
Right, right. Well, let's hope that you get it this week, man. I hope that's the case. So, all right, thanks everybody for tuning in to Mostly Motorsports here on RBN, the Racing Boys Broadcasting Network. It's all brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works. We want to thank Kenny Brown for coming on the show, Matt Ward as well. You know, tire issues, that's the biggest story of the summer, I think. And I know that we're beating it like a drum, but you know, what else is there to talk about? You know, there's so much going on out there right now because of the tire issue. We're just going to have to, hopefully everything works out and we have plenty of tires by midsummer. I'm not, hey, Austin, do you think we'll have tires by midsummer?
For sprint cars?
Yeah.
I hope so. It's not looking like it.
Yeah.
I mean, like, look, ASCS doesn't have tires for Black Hills. The Outlaws didn't have tires for Tri-City and Hopstot. I don't know what it was like at Bristol or what it'll be like at Eldora this weekend.
Right.
Only thing that has tires is American Racer.
Marie, thank you so much for the kind words. We appreciate you so much. Every day you're here for us, and we can't thank you enough for doing that. Lloyd also wanted to chime in. He said, what really sucks is Ernie came by about 6 a.m. this morning to get my enclosed trailer and make a run to Springfield, Illinois to pick up some tires, and it may rain us out. That's a bummer for sure. And he says, if we have tires, the cost is going to keep going up. That's the one thing that really ticks me off, right? They're gouging you on these tires right now. I don't get it. I don't know why they're doing that. Why are they bending the drivers and the teams over and jamming it up, you know what, for the cost of these tires?
Well, I mean,
think it's costing them more?
No, I mean, I think it has to be costing them more just because they can't get the materials. But it's just like when the demand goes up and the supply goes down, it just drives the price up. That's just basic, you know.
Dylan says USCS had plenty of tires for us this weekend in Tennessee. I don't know where they got them, but they had them.
Oh,
that's good to know.
Did you pick some up?
You better buy as many as you can if they got plenty. All right. Well, thanks, everybody, again, for tuning into the show. I want to thank my partner, Kirk Elliott, for hanging out with us here today. My producer, Austin O'Neill. We'll see you tomorrow here at 12 noon Central Time. It's Mostly Motorsports. It's all brought to you by Lucas Oil Products. It works. We'll see you tomorrow.
One of the main reasons for poor vehicle performance is a dirty fuel system. It can cause decreased fuel economy and actually do harm to your engine over time. By adding Lucas Fuel Treatment to your vehicle, it cleans and lubricates the entire fuel system. Pump, carburetors, fuel injectors, and valves as you drive. It also improves your vehicle's performance. It's a non-solvent product designed to protect both gasoline and diesel engines. Lucas Fuel Treatment. It works.
Go harder, faster, stronger with Rod and Supply. Whether you are running industrial, farming equipment, or a race car, Rod and Supply has the assortment of rod ends, radius rods, and specialty products that will help you lead the field in performance. Our superior design means our rod ends last longer and perform better, giving you the edge on the track and saving you money. Contact Rod and Supply or order online today at rodandsupply.com. We don't just sell them, we race them. Rodandsupply.com, serving the racing community for over 30 years.
Cigarport.ca is your go-to online store for exclusive cigars produced from the best quality tobacco in the world.
Race fans, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum is open 7 days a week, year-round, for you to come in and check out all of the wonderful race cars on display in the museum, and our online store at SprintCarStuff.com is open 24 hours a day for you to check out everything that we have in stock for Sprint Car fans. Whether it's for a birthday, anniversary, or Christmas, SprintCarStuff.com has it all. That's at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville.
At Lucas Oil, we take pride in creating problem-solving products to make your car care easier. We protect your vehicle and make it run longer so you can focus on the things that matter most. Whether it's commuting to work, visiting a loved one, taking the kids where they need to go, going to the big game, or anywhere life takes you, Lucas Oil is committed to getting you there for all of life's important moments. Lucas Oil, it works.